Good morning, Terry.
What is expected of every Wisconsin driver as of today?
Well, the law that passed requires all drivers to carry auto insurance by today. And they need to have proof of insurance, and this is really a secondary enforcement action. So recognize that people will not be pulled over for not carrying insurance. It's simply when you're in an accident or have a traffic violation that the law enforcement officer will be checking to see if you do have proof of insurance.
So you won't be asked for your insurance unless you've been pulled over for another reason or are in an accident?
That is correct.
What are the penalties?
Well, right now, the initial, there's really three tiers of penalties. The first, if you simply don't have the insurance in your vehicle, you face a $10 fine, which can be waived once you prove that you have the insurance. If you do not have the insurance, it is a $500 fine. And then the law goes on to say that if you try and have a fraud of insurance or lie about having insurance, that's a $5,000 fine.
And what's the minimum level of insurance a person must have now?
$50,000, liability per person, $100,000 for bodily injury, and $15,000 for property damage. And, you know, frankly, these limits had not been changed in over 25 years. And as we all know, the value of vehicles has increased. The cost of medical care has increased. So the idea here is that if you're in an accident, the hope is that there's enough insurance to really cover the victim.
Now, insurance can be expensive, even basic liability, which can cost as much as $400 a year for some. What about those people who just can't afford insurance on their car and probably can't afford the penalties?
Well, I think it's important for consumers, and you know, we have over 200 companies licensed in this state. I have seen their rate filings across the board. There are a lot of companies are waiting to see how this law affects costs, and right now, if you see an increase in your insurance, it is a opportune time to shop around, really call an agent, or as we know, you can go online and really compare costs. So if you see your insurance increasing, it's very important to shop around at this time. You have a lot of choices in Wisconsin.
Sean Dillweg, thanks for being with us.
All right, take care.